With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. An Israeli ultra-Orthodox party announcing plans to leave Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition government. That decision, seen as an attempt to destabilize Netanyahu's leadership amid the ongoing war in Gaza. Now, the party, United Torah Judaism, cites disagreements over a bill granting military draft exemptions for religious students. A veteran megachurch pastor has died.
Radio Bible teacher and author Dr. John MacArthur has died. He was 86 years old. Dr. MacArthur was senior pastor at Grace Community Church in Sun Valley, California, since 1969. Dr. MacArthur was also the featured speaker on his popular syndicated radio Bible teaching program, Grace to You. Dr. MacArthur was one of evangelicalism's most influential pastors for decades.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Dr. MacArthur survived by his wife Patricia, four children, and their families. Investigation underway in Fall River, Massachusetts, where nine elderly people have been killed, dozens injured in a blaze in an assisted living facility. Residents had high praise for firefighters and police who helped them out, but say staff members at that site did little to help. Gabriel House resident Robert Cabral says he's very, very lucky.
I live on the first floor near the exit door. When the firemen came in, busted the window, banged on my door, get out, I get out right away with what I have on.
Authorities say the dead ranged in age from 61 to 86. Wildfire has destroyed that historic Grand Canyon Lodge in Colorado and continues to spread. Officials now say it has destroyed more than 70 structures. This is SRN News. Pro-abortion forces mounting a challenge in Idaho.
They are gathering signatures in an effort to put before voters an amendment to the state constitution that would enshrine abortion. It's worked in several states, and now the campaign has come to Idaho. Most abortions are illegal in the state, and 2 years ago, the Idaho Supreme Court upheld all pro-life laws. The pro-abortion advocates will need to collect a little over 70,000 signatures of registered voters to get the amendment on the ballot. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As Texas tries to recover from the deadly flooding, Christian relief agencies are on the ground helping. Salvation Army has a very large presence in the stricken regions, as does, of course, Samaritan's Purse. The Southern Baptist Convention is sending aid along with Texans on Mission and Convoy of Hope. At this point, most of the agencies are serving meals and providing help to those afflicted. This is SRN News. The cost of mailing a letter just went up and up. Here's Tayshia Stevens.
On Sunday, the price of a first-class Mail Forever stamp jumped from 73 cents to 78 cents. The price increase is part of the Postal Service's 10-year financial stability plan. Last year, the USPS said there would be five stamp price increases over the next few years. It also plans to raise prices in January and July of 2026 and 2027.
The Supreme Court is allowing President Trump to put his plan to dismantle the Education Department back on track. Some 1,400 employees could be sent packing. Early numbers now on Wall Street. The Dow is off at this hour 108 points. NASDAQ ahead 135. S&P 500 up just 9 points. More details at srnnews.com.